Tzois is in Simen Ayin Beis. It's Sif Katan Lamedalek. He begins with a Sma. The Sma is also in Simen Ayin Beis. It's Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, who quotes a Ran in the Tshuva Simen Yotas. So Meister Shoya Kachoya. Ruvein loaned a Sefer to Shimon. So Shimon goes over to Ruvein. He says, "Can I please borrow your Sefer?" He says, "Sure, but I don't trust you." He says, "Okay." He says, "I'll lend you my Sefer, but I need a Mashkanta. I need a Mashkin. I want to have some piece of collateral, so in the event that you don't give it back to me, I know I'm going to be secure." He says, "What would you like?" "I'll take a Sefer back." So Shimon gives Reuven a Sefer. So they swapped Sefer. Reuven gave Shimon a Sefer. Shimon gave Reuven a Sefer back. But just to be clear, Shimon borrowed a Sefer from Reuven. He's a Shoyel. Reuven demanded as collateral to get a Sefer in return. In the meantime, bad guys came. They went through a town, and they confiscated all the Sfudim Shafers, they ripped away, they took all of Reuven's farm, they took all of Shimon's farm. So Reuven doesn't have his farm, Shimon doesn't have his farm. Either way, by he ayoin, Reuven somehow got the Sefer that he was holding, which was really Shimon's Sefer, the holding Cheshvin, back. And the question that was asked to the Ran is, what does Reuven do with the Sefer? Can Reuven keep it? That's his mashkin? Or does he have to give it back to Shimon? So again, let's get the story clear. What happened was Reuven loaned Shimon a sefer, and he took a sefer back in exchange. All the svarim were taken by onus. And then Reuven got back the Shimon that he was holding as a mashkin, which was really Shimon's sefer. And the question is, do you have to return it, or do you not have to return it? Said the Rad, you have to return it. You mechuyev to return it. This is a sefer that you have to give back. Meaning, it's not your sefer, you're holding it as a mashkin. And being that you're holding it as a mashkin, you have to return. Now, the Sma ends right there. If you take a look at the Ran innovating, the Ran explained his psak. And really, if you think about it, it's a chiddush neir, what he's saying. Right? Why is it a chiddush? Because Shimon borrowed the sefer from Reuven. Being that Shimon borrowed the sefer from Reuven, so he's a shoyel. A shoyel is chai v'noitzen. If a shoyel is chai v'noitzen, so it comes out that Shimon never returned the sefer he's supposed to give to Reuven, so Reuven's allowed to hold on to the mashkin. That's the whole point of the mashkin. So why is Reuven taking the mashkin, and why is he giving it back? Said the Ran, a dover nifl. He said, "I'm going to tell you why." He says, because when Reuven loaned his sefer to Shimon, Reuven was doing a mitzvah. He was doing a very big mitzvah. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Amud Aleph waxes poetically about the chshivus of somebody writing svarim and then lending them to somebody else. So this grace of mitzvah is something that Reuven was oisek in at the time that he went and he gave this sefer to Shimon. Being that when Reuven gave the sefer to Shimon, Reuven was doing a mitzvah. What would happen if at that time, you have to hold cheshbon, an Araman would have come to Reuven and would have said, "Give me a little bit of bread." He wouldn't have to give him the bread. Why wouldn't he have to give him the bread? Because he's an oisik b'mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. We know Rabbi Yosef has a sheet in Shas that a shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar. Right? Shomer aveda. Pliga by Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi also has a din of a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef also has a din of a shomer sachar. Rabbi says he's a shomer chinam because nobody's paying him. Rabbi Yosef says he's a shomer sachar. By he anah, the komisanyu. Right? It's the anah that he gets that if an man comes to him and he says, "Will you give me some money? I'm not mechuyev because I'm an oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah." That's considered anah. In other words, pruta de Rabbi Yosef, the anah that I have, right now there was a situation where I have to give stock and now I don't have to give it. That is considered anah. So it comes out that this mashal right now is having anah. Why, said the Ran, is this a shoyl chai v'noitzin? What does the Gemara say? Call hanah shaloi. Because he's the only one benefiting over here. But to the extent that the mashal is also benefiting, then you don't have kol hanah shaloi anymore because now the mashal is having anah. So said the Ran, a shtickle toira for the ages. It's interesting because this is a Ran in the Dharam, but it's not in the Dharam. It's a Ran in the Truth. So the Ran in the Truth versus Zeyanagay, the laws of Nadarim. So he said, Amayra de Gazach, he said that in the event that the mashal is having hanah. What's the hanah? He's having hanah. It's put to the Rav Yosef. So it comes out, it's not kol hanah shaloi shalashoyl. If it's not kol hanah shaloi shalashoyl, so the shoyl's not going to be chayv noitzin. That's why he's allowed to hold on to it. He says, "You want to know why he doesn't have to give it back? What do you mean? Shimon is a shoyl. He didn't give back Reuven a sefer. I was annoying as he's chayv noitzin. Zachtaran, why is he chayv noitzin? Because kol hanah shaloi means you're the only one benefiting. If the mashal's benefiting, then it's not kol hanah shaloi. Over here, the mashal benefited at the shashela. Why you benefit at the shashela? Because he was that minute he would have been butter, right? He could have said, "I'm sorry, I'm not available right now." That would have been a bona fide legitimate ptor. And that's considered, how do you know it's considered anah? How do you know it's considered anah? Because Rabbi Yosef also enough to make you a shoyim v'sachar. So you see it's considered anah. So if it's considered anah, Zok Duran, it's not called anah shaloi shal ha-shoyel. Therefore, He's not chayiv and oitzin. Chayiv and oitzin. Okay, so I have no choice. I have to give it back to an oinus. If it was gnevavayda, whatever. But this is, it was an oinus. And being that it was an oinus, it's for that reason the Ram paskin, you have to give it back. This is what the Ram says. Freit the shach on the sma. It's a sma. That Ram is not shach. It's a geschmacker Ram. Makes for a good rate, right? But at the end of the day, freit the shach, if you take a look at the Ram clearly said his psak, we just spoke it out, based on the fact that the Ram paskin like Rav Yosef. He paskins put to the Rav Yosef. The truth is, whether or not we paskin like Rabba, that Shem Aveda has a din of Hashem Echina, whether we paskin like Rav Yosef, that Hashem Aveda has a din of Hashem Esacher, is one of the great debates amongst the Rishonim. Many Rishonim say Azoy, many Rishonim say Azoy. It's a famous machloikis, and it's not clear what the resolution is. The Ran, Shita is, before Rishon that, halacha, he paskins like Rav Yosef. But we, in halacha, don't pass like Rav Yosef. We paskin so soft. We paskin that every time you have a situation when we're not sure, it's always going to be considered a. It's always a sofik, right? We don't know. What's the halacha by sofik mamin? Hamoitzim echaveri olavarai. It's a freak the shach that sma. I understand you're quoting a ran, but I don't know how you were able to quote this ran the halacha because it's not oiskalt in an halacha. Because in Shulchan Aruch, if you open up a choshev mishpah, when it comes to this shnayl of Rabbi Yosef, we paskin sofik. So really, it's a sofik whether he's chayv and oitzin, not chayv and oitzin. Okay, so it's a sofik if you can take money out of the shayl beseder. But here, what are you doing? You're taking the mashkin away from the mashal. And being that it's a suffix, whether or not he really has to give it back, because on the tzad that the child is chayv and oinsin, then I don't have to give it back. So how do you have a right to be moitzi mamon? And this is the shach's tmir gedoyla. This is his groysa kasha that he asks on this front. Incidentally, Rav Kiv Eger in his Lagos and Shulchan Aruch, it's an Archaim Simon Yud Dalit, it's on the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Ches, if you want to look it up. So Rav Kiv Eger over there brings other hechatimses where this would play itself out. This groysa chiddush of the Ran. One of them is if a son lends something to his father. If a son lends something to his father, he wants to say chiddush, the father's not chayv anointzen. Shaul's always chayv anointzen. But if the son would lend something to his father, he wouldn't be chayv anointzen. He says, why not? Because when a son lends something to his father, he's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Kaber esavicha v'asimecha. Incidentally, you see that stam lending something to somebody is not considered a mitzvah in the sugya. But if a son lends something to a father, it's considered a mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah, he's mesanya pruta de Rav Yosef. He's mesanya pruta de Rav Yosef. So it's not called a noshaloy. It's not called a noshaloy. The father's not going to be chayv anointzen. The figure comes up kedarke with other gishmake hechatimses of where this will play itself out. But either way, this is the halacha that the sma brings, and this is the shach's kasha. Zok tiktoy tzvei terutzim. Very fast. The first teretz he says is, Rabbi Yosef holds that a shem aveda has a din of a shem asacha. Rabbi Schoilik. Rabbi Yosef doesn't have a din of a shem asacha. Says diktsois, yesh lachka. What's pshana rabbi? Rabbi's not gairus, he fifes on the whole pruta to Rabbi Yosef? Let me ask you a question. In Rabbi's world, if the Arman would knock at the time that you're being Yosef in the aveda, would you be chav? Of course he'd be potter. So obviously there's a no. So he brings the Tosfos in Eil Metzias, Daf Chof Tesem and Aleph, says that Avada Rabba's Moida, be'etzem to the concept, to the institution of Pruta de Rav Yosef. Narvas, Rabba holds that it's not enough hana for you to be considered a Shoyim HaSachar. Because at the end of the day, what are the chances this is going to happen, right? You have to play the statistical chances. You have to sit down with an actuary and do a risk-reward analysis over here. What are the chances that at that minute that you're Isaac and David, that someone's going to knock on the door? I hear it. Is there a value to it? Meaning, the fact that you have this option, this card, that it could be punk that minute when you're taking this shirt and you're putting it on the clothesline to dry in the heat, that second our man's going to come and he's going to want food from you. I hear it. It has a value. But the machloikis Rabbi Rabbi Yosef is that enough value for you to be a Shoyim HaSachar? Not enough value for you to be a Shoyim HaSachar. The Ktzoy says, just to put words to it, in order to be a Shoyim HaSachar, it has to be Anosh Yesh Peshov Pruta. Could be. That could be. Tosfos says Mefurish. That rabbis that even though there's an of a hanah shava pruta, that already it's not going to be. Says the Ktzoy Safiza Yeshloimah. This that we say that a shoyel is called anah shalom. And it's for that reason that he's chayv anoitzen. Meaning, if a mashal is having anah, he's now not called anah shaloi, and as a result, the shoyel won't be chayv anoitzen. Says the Ktzoy, doesn't say anywhere that in order for it to not be called anah shaloi, you need that the mashal should have anah of a shava pruta. It could be as long as the mashal has a little bit of anah, now it's not kol anah shaloi. And if it's not kol anah shaloi, the shoyel is not going to be chayv anoitzen. So he says half of a fella. I know the tzmanu, says the tzois, that the Ran, when he brought this halacha, he was lishitasai, he grabbed the holes like Rabbi Yosef, put it in Rabbi Yosef. But it's not totally in Rabbi Yosef. Because even if you hold like Rabba, I think that halacha is still going to be true. Because Tais already spoke out that the whole machlok is Rabba and Rabbi Yosef is only whether it's considered anof and shavah bruta. So when you're handling him, I need anof and shavah bruta. It's not enough you have anof. You have to have a lot of anof. Oh, it's not for that. Because put Rabbi Yosef, lishchicha, the Gemara says, whatever. So it's not considered a lot of anof. But in order to make it that I shouldn't be a kol anah shaloi, who says you need to have a lot of anah? Epismach, a little bit of anah, that would be enough. And being that a little bit of anah would be enough, zokter klape, this halacha, I don't think it has to do it. Yeah, the Rav Chaim Milsa, the Ram Paskin like Rav Yosef, but it's not totally in Rav Yosef. The Sma knew we're not sure if the halacha is like Rav, or the halacha is like Rav Yosef. But he held it doesn't chapa nafkimin over here. Because even in Rabbi's world, the prut Rav Yosef is, there's a prut of the Rabba also. It's just that it's not considered anah in shavah prut. It's a klapi where the Shem Avedish should be called the Shem Yisach. We need a Shem and put this on a Shem. It's not going to be enough. But klapi, this halacha that it shouldn't be called anosh aloif in the shayl, for that it's going to be enough. That's the first mahalach of the Ksais. The second mahalach is also fire. The Ksais says, v'yesh loimar, I want to say that could be that this halacha is a true halacha anyways. You know why? This person borrowed what? He borrowed a sefer. What do you do with a sefer? You learn Torah with it. If what you do with a sefer is learn Torah, it comes out, when you're having hanah from this sefer, you're doing a mitzvah. Mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu. And being that mitzvah is lav lahanas nitnu, so says the Ktzais, it's for that reason, it's vayter not kol hanah shaloi. And if it's vayter not kol hanah shaloi, so vayter you're not going to be chayv v'noitzen, if you're vayter not going to be chayv v'noitzen, so it's pashat, the halacha of the sma. The sma just brought the halacha. He says it's another reason, what, I've got to start what the Ran said, but he says it's another reason to be matzik the halacha of the Ran, even though the Ran maybe was totally in proof of the Rabbi Yosef, maybe we don't pass in proof of the Rabbi Yosef. Because at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be true. Why is a shoyl chayv v'noitzen? Kol hanah shaloi. That means you have to have hanah. Hana means what? Hana means that it's a real hana. Mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu. And because mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu, it's not considered hana. The Ktzais Grada adds one beautiful knech. He says that the Gemara, that in Shulchan Aruch it's kapaskin, if somebody's mudah nami chaveiroi, right, if Reuven can't have hana from Shimon, Reuven can't borrow a sefer from Shimon. Mitzvah slav lohanus nitnu. So if you look at the Noisa Kalem say, the reason is because you're indirectly and you're invariably saving this person a little bit of money. The reason is because usually if you want a safer, if you borrow it, that's great. If you can't borrow, what do you have to do? Right, you have to buy it. So then it's a little bit more expensive. So being that lemaisa person always has hana when you lend someone a safer, so muda no mechaveir, you can't borrow a safer. So okay, so you are having hana. So you are having a no from the sefer. Why tell me it's not called no shaloi? I'm having zoktik tois. The Gemara said in Bava Metzia Daf Tzadik, Bava Med Aleph, Rami Bar Chama had a shaylo. What would be if somebody borrows a para and he doesn't want to use the para? He just wants it in his driveway, right? He just wants to look good. So he wants it. He borrowed it for the optics. So the Gemara had it said, as he's gebracht in Shulchan Aruch halacha lemaisa, that's not considered a shaloi from kol hanah shaloi. Why? Because the only time you consider kol hanah shaloi is if you have enough from the cheftza. But if I'm indirectly having enough because it makes me look important by having this thing, that's not enough for kol hanah shaloi. So zok tiktais in hilchis nedarim, where you don't have such halach, it's brought down a mudah no mechaver, can't even borrow a sefer. But over here we have to have anah mineu bay from the etzim zach. So if I'm not having anah from the etzim zach, that's like borrowing something liroispa. So if that's the case, the anah of using the sefer mitzvah lahanes, that's not going to be considered kol anah shalom. But just to end, Rami Simcha in Arsameach, and this is in Hilchis Shelu Pekadin, it's Perek Zayin Alach Adal. He brings the second mahalach of the Ktzais, and he says to me. He says, "V'hine ro'isi lo'achroinim u'beroishem ha'machne Ephraim." He says the same chiddush. He doesn't bring the ktzois, but it's the ktzois's chiddush, and he brings it beroishem from the machne Ephraim. And he says to me, "It's a tamir gedayla. It's a tamir gedayla. Mitzvahs lab lahanes nitnu spiels a rola in the sugya of a shoyl kol anos shaloi." He says, "Why is it that a shoyl is chayv anoitzim?" The Gemara says, "Kol anos shaloi." What does that mean, kol anos shaloi? Because it's a din, I could have anah. Oh, it's not called anah. It's not called anah. It's not called anah. So, the word is, it's yours right now. Right now, it's yours. This second, you're the one that's using it. And if you're the one that's using it, you're the one that lost an item. Being that a shoyl is called anah shaloi, it's a zayin azach. Kalan Shalai is a simon that it's 100% yours. So if it's yours, it's for that reason, Yechayiv Anoitzin. If the way people use this is in a way that's not considered Anoa, who cares at the end of the day? You have all the schlusim in it. Grad, it's not shaykh to use a sefer in a way where you're going to be considered to have Anoa. Why not? Because Mitzvah Lahonis, the only way you use a sefer is the normal way. It's to learn from it. And if you're learning, so you're doing a mitzvah, it's Mitzvah Lahonis, then no. Zakrameh Simcha, but when we dan the din of Kalan Shalai, we don't need that there should be a din Hana. It means that you're the one that has Chusei Ishtamshis in it. So if you're the one that has Chusei Ishtamshis, the problem is Kalan Shalai. Right? Meaning if it's not Kalan Shalai, if somebody else is able to use it, so then, right, Rameh Simcha says, why do you think the Gemara said, Rami Bachama said that if someone borrows something, Liroyespa, why is it that he's not Chayiv Anoitzin? Because you can't use it. You only borrowed it to have it. Right? The other person's using it. It's Zayin Azach. Grab it. It's his car, it's in your driveway. Okay, so you have full Schusei Shtamshis in it? No. That's what. But Kalan Shalai doesn't have. The Ktsois Keilu, you have to know what the Ktsois held. The Ktsois and the Machda Ephraim, they held that Kalan Shalai means that I physically, if I could have Hana from this Chayfetz, then I'm Chayiv Anoitzin. But it has to be a Din Hana. So learn the Darim, learn all the Sugyas of Hana, figure out what Hana is and what it's not, and come back to us, and we'll let you know whether you're Chayiv Anoitzin or not Chayiv Anoitzin. Ad Kedei Kach, if you borrow a Sefer, Zok the Ktsois, an unbelievable Chiddush, it could be. Being that it's not called Ana, because Mitzvah Lav La'Anis, and over here it's going to be different. But what's the last thing we have to speak out? I'm not going to talk about this. But of course, you have to speak out that Gleital and the Hakdama, Rebbe Avram ben Ahar, and that is Yodua from the Gleital, and the Rishonim already say it, that although it's true by every mitzvah, Mitzvah Lav La'Anis, but by Talmud Torah, there's no Mitzvah Lav La'Anis. Talmud Torah was La'Anis, Nitnu, Shoin Emo, and that. Chaps nafkaminas in halacha. This whole ktsois is predicated on mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. When it comes to Talmud Torah, ktsois doesn't know this. Rabbeinu Avram in Ahar, what happened to this halacha? You know, ask this kasha, the nesivas. This is the nesivas' kasha on this ktsois. Since what happens to mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu? I am related, great bites.